Welcome to You, Me, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am sitting in future hell with
Maggie and me,
Colleen Moore,
Derek DeJacques,
and yeah,
James Fritz on the ones and twos.
Okay, guys, what's up?
Have you seen the new Whoopi Goldberg commercials?
No!
No, about the leak pads.
You know what I think about those commercials?
The feminine...
I like to move it. You like to move it.
Whoopi Goldberg's got these leak pad commercials out.
It's great.
What was that
no, wait, wait. Look for Whoopi Goldberg leak fans.
All right.
I swear to God.
You don't think I'm already on that?
Put my cup next to your cup.
Did you say put the Kotex in my cup?
I'm going to take the leeches on my leaf.
Calm down.
Me and Maggie are in love.
That's fine. Just shut the fuck up. When we're talking about Quotex pads, I can't...
Podcast!
That's what we're doing. You just yell the word over and over again.
Somethingshotbabes.com.
That's a callback to a different episode.
Oh, I think... All right, Brandon, guide us to some form of, I don't know, something concrete and real.
Do you want some pizza?
No, but that's great. Thanks. How is this cat alive? How old is your cat, Derek?
I don't know.
Six.
4 million!
He's 4 million.
He is 4 million.
Here we go, boys. This is it.
Turn it up! Pump that shit! Why is
it? Your cat was broken to your
body. Oh my god, no.
Shh. I leak. One in 3 women have this issue.
It's like a big secret, but we're all walking around with wet pants.
I don't want to be dry. My sister said, have you ever heard of boys? I said, boys? What the heck is boys? If I had boys, let me show you what I would have looked like.
Every great woman deserves a great pad.
I don't think that's true.
That's not true.
For light bladder leakage.
I don't deserve
women know
her
pads.
Light bladder
leakage.
Well,
what do lesser women deserve?
Tampons.
No, that's for bladder leakage. That's not for period.
Yeah, well, they should make something small enough to fit up your pee hole.
What?
Why don't they call it that?
Why don't they have pee hole tampons?
Why don't you guys just pad every orifice and be done with it?
Okay, will you pad me? Babe?
I will not pad you.
Well, you...
I'm my panties, babe.
Will you please make your gravestone? Will you pad me? Will you please make your... This will be a legally binding podcast.
Your epitaph.
That on your gravestone, it says...
Will you pad me?
Comma, babe. Yes or no?
Yeah, totally.
Totally? Okay, that's moral.
I don't plan on living that long.
I'm gonna die before...
I'll probably still be dating James by the time I die. Yeah, you can say that.
You can
long
say
before.
Long before you're dead, someone will pad those orifices.
My undies.
Your undies.
Don't say undies. You sound so creepy.
Remember when fat black guys used to rap in just sweatshirts?
And they used to, yeah.
And get Miami pussy?
I thought you were going to say when they rap and just sweat.
Those are the
wicked
days. These 3 words, whoop, there it is. That's 4 words! 4 words! Whoop is a word!
It does look like it. What color do you want? I don't want one.
Upside down.
I'm gonna show people what it's all about.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah?
Let's recap that song.
Alright.
Was it good or bad?
I like
it was amazing!
I liked it.
What about this?
Oh, Tootsie Roll! I know. Do you guys know how to Tootsie Roll?
I miss songs when you just called out the year. The first line of the song. Yeah, 1994! That's a hit!
It's gonna be good! 97! Look, James, you got a 97 song for us.
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm assuming Smash Mouth probably dated their song.
Oh, can we listen to
the
Smash Mouth?
We can listen to the Smash Mouth.
Might as well be raping on my son. Is that what your uncle wrote? Come on, up top.
That was the other podcast.
We've moved on in podcasts.
That subject matter is dead to this podcast.
So far, this has been a tribute podcast to Jock Jams.
I'm the DJ.
To the butt. Dip, baby,
to the
dip,
butt?
Dip,
he says
baby,
to the
dip,
butt.
Dip,
to
baby,
the front,
dip.
To the side, and then
to the
butt.
To the butt.
Choreography.
Let me see that tootsie roll.
I think you just like music that tells you what to do.
I like it.
And then put on the cha-cha slide, man.
Yeah, the cha-cha slide.
I don't think this is good. I failed as a DJ.
Yeah, what happened, actually?
I don't know. You need background music.
Put on moment number five.
Junior prom, me and my buddy Johansi Skipper on top of the speakers doing the cha-cha slide.
Charlie Brown.
You guys need background music. I'm sorry. That was way too intense.
All right, Brandon,
let's have a talk.
Brandon, ask us questions.
Interview us.
Do
your job.
This is my job now? I have a role now?
Host of the show, yeah.
Derek, is your girlfriend dead?
No.
Okay.
Great question.
Ladies, do you think your ex-girlfriend has been drugged?
I feel like she just had some sex and she's sleeping.
I kind of agree with Tom.
Oh, women sleep after sex?
Women sleep after sex.
Like they're satisfied?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Do you think she was satisfied?
Is she sleeping? Yes.
I jack while I jump.
Jack and jumps.
He doesn't.
I do jack and jumps,
I do
not
jump
and jacks.
Jack and jump flashes.
He jacks and runs in place.
Jack.
That's really weird.
And he plays jacks with his other hand.
And I listen to Jackson Brown songs.
He does.
I love Jackson
Brown. Can we listen to Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher by Jackie?
Now
can we listen to
Cha-Cha
Slide?
Songs, I thought of it.
What did this just turn into a...
Encourage him. Cha-Cha Slide.
Cha-cha's
nice. You gotta rein him in.
Rein
him in.
You don't rein in greatness. You just flirt. You let
I'm
it flourish.
I'm out of cigarettes. Someone go buy. I'll give you the $10. Go buy me some. I will.
Oh, we should
rain.
Probably get some jerky too.
I will let the rain wash.
Can
it
you guys
off.
Give me some dignity while you're there?
No.
I'm not going.
Nobody knows.
No,
where that
we're
is.
All gonna die very soon.
I hope we're all gonna die very soon, and in this apartment.
Pooping.
Everything in this
Margarita's
apartment.
Gonna
I
come pick up the rent and we'll
man.
All just be dead.
I do
the landlord's name
self-worth.
Is Margarita?
Yeah.
Why? Wait, whoa. Let's go through this. Why? You know, you made that pizza that you're picking stuff off of. Why are you picking it off?
Because James asked for this pizza and I wasn't hungry when I made it.
What do you not like on the pizza?
The spinach.
Green
why don't you like spinach?
It tastes like poopa.
Why do you know what poopa tastes like?
That's a better question. That's why you're...
Because she used to be the middle of a human centipede.
No,
wish,
disgusting.
Wish.
No discussing that movie in my presence.
Why,
are,
Maggie,
here.
Why do you not like the human centipede?
I've never seen it. And
she's scared of love.
Love? Because I think the concept is disgusting, and I have no interest in seeing it, and Colleen and James have been trying to insist that I watch it. I don't even know how
long. Maggie, do you hate your friends Colleen and James?
Yep.
Why?
Because they are...
That's a fucking filthy lie.
I don't hate... She's right, I don't hate them.
Colleen, why did you choose to swear on my up-until-then clean podcast? What gives you the right...
That's a good point.
...to give me a mature rating?
What?
I'm mature.
Mature rating. Rated M
Let's
for mature eat. For language. Because
I'm sorry,
of your
I
filthy
can't get over
fucking
your
mouth.
Radio voice.
Maybe that's just the way I like to enunciate.
That's how I like to make pizza.
What are you, James Lipton?
I'm
swear
James.
All over it.
What?
Have you eaten the pizza?
Yeah, it's very good.
Thank you.
It's made of sweat and pain.
I did really good sweat in it.
And swear words.
She literally makes it on the backs of black people.
Well, we've already discovered that she hates blacks. And
I worked with one black man, and I thought his name was Bikini the first day.
You thought his name was Bikini?
Wait. What
I'm going to name my black son Bikini. You thought a woman did that.
No, they do that. I thought a black
man.
Whoa.
A black man's name.
Wait, who's they in that sentence?
Black mothers.
Black, all black mothers name their children Bikini.
No, I'm saying all the men with stupid shit. But, like, bikini is a woman's thing.
So is your... No, wait. Your coworker is a male.
Bikini is nobody's name.
No, but if it had to be a gender, it would be a woman. This is my son, Bikini. He plays baseball.
I thought his name was Bikini the first time.
He thought a man was named Bikini.
He was black. I didn't know him.
Was he wearing a bikini?
No. Nobody.
You wouldn't name your son Bikini and then put him in a bikini. You wouldn't do that.
Why not? Of course you
Thank
would.
Thank you.
I'm going to name my son Tuxedo and make him wear sweats.
No. Right. Oh, I love irony.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. You would totally do that.
Yeah.
We'll have the kid's nickname.
What's Bikini's actual name?
Akeem.
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 Akeem is a regular name.
Right. But my dumb mom said it really fast, and she goes, oh, you're going to train with Akeem today. And I was like, Bikini.
There's one more syllable in the name Bikini.
Yeah, it's crazily different.
It's not.
She has a weird accent. She said it really
Whoa!
I don't know.
Why is her nationality weird?
She didn't say that.
Because she talks weird.
What makes it weird?
No, her nationality is weird. Her accent.
No, but Akeem is Akeem Olajuwon. That's like normal.
Okay, but that's not his real name. But
it's like you never watched basketball or something.
Really fast and really weird, and I thought she said bikini, so for the first day of work, I thought this guy's name was bikini.
Did you say bikini to him?
Yeah, he didn't correct me. Also, I said bikini really fast so he wouldn't know what I was really saying.
Hey, B! Do you feel like an awful human being? Because you should. You should really
No,
go
because
back.
He also mispronounces my name. So
what is... Wait.
He mispronounces
Wait.
This is like Colleen or something.
Your name is...
Your name is Colleen?
Your name is one of the easiest names in the world of
is
names.
There, a lot of people mispronounce
Kyle Lane.
It.
No,
Kyle Lane. Everyone thinks my name is Kyle Lane.
He keeps mispronouncing
What are you
Kyle
doing?
Lane.
What are you doing? Play back. A man at the bar the other night, I introduced myself to him, and he goes, what did you say your name was? I thought you said it was Kyle Lane, and I think that's really funny.
That was like a random person?
Yeah, and I told the real Kyle Lane. Yeah,
it's spitting up.
Yeah, it was
really spinach in your teeth.
And it also says 19
over,
and
the other time it says the year.
I was working.
Does this man confuse you? They might have a fan name.
I don't know what
Akeem.
Black people are.
Akeem? You mean bikini?
That was
the whitest thing I've ever heard.
That was funny.
My name is Akeem.
Oh,
Bikini?
Oh, you know
I
the whitest thing I ever heard? Did you guys ever hear the story of James meeting Gerard at the bar?
Oh, the Gerard story. Tell the Gerard story.
This was already told on another podcast, so.
Uh-huh.
We don't do that. We don't do that.
We don't?
No, we don't.
We're going to do it.
No, we're not.
No, I didn't really tell it because I'm not. I'm only a co-host.
Would you like to tell the story?
No, let her tell it, because she did the same thing.
Okay,
sure,
racist lady.
Yeah, you're putting it all in James, but you did it too.
What
James
happened
started it.
To Bikini and you at the
no,
bar?
No, it was
it
Gerard.
Wasn't Bikini, it was Gerard.
Gerard.
Bikini was hanging out with his girlfriend, Martini.
Me and James were hanging out with Gerard at Maggie's bar.
Cleo's.
At Cleo's.
1935 West Chicago Avenue.
Come I work on Mondays.
.com!
None!
Fridays.
And, we were talking to this man. He was black.
But now he's...
He just, was black!
He was black and now he's Asian.
And now he's found Jesus.
No,
so
he
was
black. Always black. But we were talking to him for hours and doing shots with him. And, James and him were talking about basketball or whatever. Man,
We were watching the Bulls game and, like, he was, He coached middle school women's team, I think?
Yeah, he works at a...
I wasn't in that conversation.
He's a college... Yeah, a college. He's a basketball coach for, like, middle school team.
Me and James went outside to smoke, and...
I was very drunk.
This guy came outside, and he's getting into his car, and we're like, oh, it's nice meeting you tonight. Great to see you. Good luck with your shit. And went out tonight, and he's like, yeah, all right, you guys are fucking weird. Gets into his car and leaves. I went back inside, and the guy that we were talking to all night, Gerard, was still sitting at the bar. And I texted James, and I was like,
to be fair, it was Cleo, so there were two black guys.
To a different black guy.
And I went to the other black guy when he was getting in his car. I was like, have a good season.
And I was like, we don't know the difference between black men.
He was wearing
we're
a big coat,
white
to
people.
Be fair.
Yeah.
He was wearing a giant fucking coat.
That's your excuse. Black man outside's coat was black, Gerard's was yellow. And also Gerard's
black and yellow,
coat.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Gerard
that
had glasses.
So bad.
You guys are
well, then I thought that other guy must have thought like we were just crazy white people. Like,
that's absolutely what he thought. That's why he was being so weird to us.
No, like, but we did
I've
it.
I never met you guys. Why are you guys talking to me?
We did
this?
It during February. He had to think like, oh man, these guys are really overcompensated for black history. Have a nice season.
Have a great.
Say that to a strange black man.
The year, black man.
Have a good season. Hope you don't get hunted to death. Good luck.
We made his month.
What
I
month?
Felt so bad.
February.
I walked back in, I was like,
Gerard,
still,
though,
didn't
know, so we just sat down next to him and kept drinking with him.
No, Gerard was cool as shit, but like,
did you tell Gerard what happened?
No,
why would you?
We sat down
to
our own personal embarrassment. He had no
you,
idea.
You know what? You could tell Gerard, because I'm a total racist to him all the time, and he's fine.
Why are you racist?
When are you racist? I had no idea.
With Gerard?
No,
I like when you guys were talking to him. I said like, "Yeah, this is Gerard. He's my favorite black guy." Like, and he just laughed.
Well, that's okay.
He's fine with it.
Why is that okay? I don't think that's okay.
Gerard's
I would love it if a black
you're
man
white and liberal, so you wouldn't understand.
Girl.
I'm white and
I'm
liberal.
I'm sure
they would still
say that all the time.
Why?
Black woman compliment your butt.
That doesn't mean black men think I'm their favorite white woman.
No, I'll bet you are though. That booty. Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Just,
did I tell you?
For the viewers at home, Colleen has...
Yeah, for the viewers at
home. The viewers at home.
But.
Which is why we're describing...
For the listeners at home, Colleen has... But.
For the
way to make
time
the sound
of
you. I got butt.
Complimented my butt.
Your mutt?
My butt.
Is that the in-between?
My butt!
No, your mutt.
Idiot.
Your mutt. Which is a weird nether
region. You pointed
region.
At your thighs.
Yeah, that's your mutt.
I don't like it.
I like your mutts.
I can see Brandon's skin.
You can't see my skin. It's disgusting. It's peeling off.
Ew, why?
Where are you?
I have AIDS.
Are you tanning?
Well, let's talk about that.
No, moving on.
Oh, Brandon, let's
I'm tanning.
I don't want to talk about my butt. Let's talk about your AIDS.
I got it from your butt. What's up?
Butt AIDS. No big deal.
I like how he went from Public Enemy to the other whitest music in the world, Stephen Malcolm's solo records.
The second time I ever got complimented.
I'm just trying to make
black
nice background.
The black woman was like, girl, you got a butt that would make a lot of homegirls jealous. And I was so happy. I was really happy. I was like, oh, thank you very much.
So you like to play on stereotypes that hold down other people.
She said that
wow.
to me.
What a jerk. Interviewer this
and,
guy.
And,
I can't believe we let him into our home.
Let me have self-esteem for a day without making me seem like a racist.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm trying to bring me down.
You come here with your DC hair.
I love
yeah.
that James
yeah.
eats like a fucking college student's poster with a cigarette in one hand.
What's a college student's poster that you've seen that looks like
college?
Exactly.
I want a poster of me that just says grad school with a like a fucking
English major.
No sign over it. That's way too short for my body.
For your body.
My body.
God. Damn. That'd be a good photo, actually.
What was the last time you tried to kill yourself? Go. Around the horn.
I was probably 13 or so.
Go.
Well,
that's
when I was drunk.
Go.
So
now,
go.
Fuck.
When was the last time you tried to kill yourself?
Thursday, go.
How?
On stage, go.
How?
With pain, go.
How?
With a microphone.
How?
How?
Well, you gotta sharpen it.
Go.
No, that's the cord. That's not that sharp.
No, I did it with a series of microphones.
You
said that's why it didn't work.
Get a bunch of them.
They're not attached! Go!
Also, that's a very... I was 19.
Expensive.
Very costly.
I don't know.
What?
I was 19.
Derek has a real story about
it. Ooh, let's go deep. Go.
Ew, I don't like it. Kill. I don't want to do that.
What? You don't want to talk about Derek's medication? Are you medicated?
No, I love Derek.
She should be medicated.
Tell me about your pain. That's the only way you heal.
If you live in this apartment, you should be medicated. That's like,
is
that's
this
like
a giant red tent?
Should be, but none of us are.
Yeah, but nobody is, which is why we're
that's
all here
we're
right now
drunk.
Like this.
I got my medication right here.
It's a PBR can.
Am I right?
Lick my feet. James, you want to lick my toes?
No. James is about 4 inches from Derek's feet, bent down to smell Derek's feet, and then had a bite of pizza. Was it good? Was
dipped in marinara.
Was the bite of pizza good? Yes? Fantastic.
We're getting nods, folks.
I farted,
getting
too.
Nods.
And Derek farted.
Mouthful
Derek
of food.
Farted? That's
mouthful
weird.
Of food.
Brandon, I'm drinking all your wine.
Yes, and I'm drinking all of your beer.
Well, I didn't buy the beer, they did.
Well, I'm drinking someone's beer.
As long as we're all okay.
Fuck off, I'm drinking your beer. Thanks for letting me stay here.
Hey, it's nice to have you here.
Nice to see you.
Also, no one said he could stay with
me. I'm staying.
I said he could stay.
Damn it.
Fuck
sorry.
Off.
I told him he could stay at the condo where I'm dog sitting, and he's like, that's weird, because I don't know these people. And I was like, I've had plenty of
how
dudes over there.
Are you still, you're done with that, right?
Plenty of cock.
No, I gotta get up tomorrow and go walk him again.
Yeah? You make us Bloody Marys in the morning?
I'll make you Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
I
so, Brandon,
really like
get up
Bloody
and
Marys.
Drink more.
No, I have to do work.
We don't.
I have to.
Brandon, my Bloody Marys are really good.
Brandon, what do you do in D.C.?
Yeah, what do you do in D.C.?
I make Bloody Marys.
For who?
Me. In the morning.
For yourself.
I clock in.
I clock in. Make Bloody Marys for myself.
I go on break.
When do you go on break?
9:30.
Wait, when do you clock in?
9.
Okay.
28.
How long does it take you to make a Bloody Mary?
28 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes?
How long is your break?
He's well, union. That's why.
It's 8 minutes. Clock back in.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do Pilates.
Oh, you gotta do,
you
do
you
it by yourself,
Pilates.
Or do you, have, you gotta have someone
I've
with
seen
you
to
do
Pilates.
Pilates?
It doesn't look very good.
You're not that good. You're not that good at Pilates.
I know. I do 6 hours of Pilates.
Let's train right now. Derek, get the Pilates out of your room.
Where are the Pilates?
Then I do 8 minute break.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours of stretching.
Yeah, you were talking about stretching earlier. Do you really stretch?
I do 2 hours
is
of
it
stretching.
Really 18 inches with tugging?
I do 18 inches of stretching with tugging. I do another.
Tugging and stretching?
I do another 8 minutes of stretching. By this time, I'm on overtime, so it's time and a half.
Of course.
Remake the Bloody
right.
Marys. That's 3 hours that time.
You're on overtime?
I'm on overtime. Time and a half, buddy. Time and a half.
Did
then,
you say... Wait, did you say you're on overtime?
I'm on overtime.
Are you on overtime right now?
Wait, did you say you're on overtime?
Sometimes I like to work overtime.
Yeah, I keep telling you.
Just put a blind melon and put the final nail in this coffin. Jesus.
Then.
Why didn't you at least play like Dear God? Like.
I stretch a little bit more.
More tugging.
But this is not on the clock. This is during my break time. This is vanity
stretching.
Stretching
on your break. Okay.
I like
just,
to stretch.
Just for you. Just for
this
you.
Is my time to stretch.
Right.
Oh, Maggie!
Then I spill all my wine.
What'd you say? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I count out loud.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The crayons!
Then I.
My sunglasses!
Then I.
Move
my camera away from there.
Brandon, what do you do for really? What's your job?
Yeah, what do you? How are you living?
Then I take out my box of crayons.
Your box of crayons?
Are they?
And then I spill wine
are they
all
soaked
over
in red wine?
Brandon, let's go
every
deep.
Day.
Let's go deep.
Yeah,
yeah
sure.
Let him go deep on you.
Yeah.
Let's go deep.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
deep on him.
Do it.
Brandon, how do you afford to come to Chicago once a month to do your amazing live show?
I make, so the wines are crayons, right? What I do with those.
Honestly.
I make art.
I think you're making this
and
up.
Then.
Brandon, art doesn't pay your bills.
Right,
look
there's
at
no
us.
Money in art.
Then. Then. I stretch again.
Do you make money from stretching?
And then I have to work overtime.
Do you got half as much
from my album as I did just for doing the voiceover?
Thanks, Holly.
Oh, that was his voice?
Yeah.
That's right. Crazy.
Do it.
James Fritz, Deflated. Number one album on iTunes. Available now. He made you laugh. You
oh, it's so that's creepy. Shit. He does that all the time, it terrifies me.
Does he wake you up? He made you laugh, you made him famous.
No, yeah.
And then Michael Lee Woods comes in and goes, "Manish!"
Every time he does it, though, I'm like, oh my god.
He'll be in the kitchen, like, making it, you know. Like,
is this one free?
Hello, James.
Get an orange juice, and I'll be like, James Fritz, orange juice. Available now on iTunes.
And he's like, stop it!
So terrible. Or about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago, a buddy of mine was over. We're listening to the album. And he comes out and he's just like, "Will you guys? Oh Jesus, is that what the? I was wondering what the hell that noise was, and then I realized it's.
Are you having a good summer?
Yeah.
I know the album. That's my ninth hour of work. I listened to
this. I accidentally fucked to my own record.
Yeah. And then he comes out of the bathroom and goes, well, at least
I didn't know I was. And
I
thought they were just listening to like some weird, shitty avant-garde noise. Because all I heard in there was, ah, 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 ah. You know, I'm like, fuck this.
Yes, we were listening to Yoko.
I honestly was like, this sounds terrible. What are they listening to? And then I fucked. And then life came back to my ears.
Your penis was inside
a
vagina.
Yeah, we were fucking, and then he was like, what is that awful shit they're listening to? And then, like, a moment, he's like, oh my god, that's my album. And he came out here and was like, are you guys fucking serious?
And then he came again.
And all the period blood was dripping from his dick.
I know,
bitches be tripping.
He set a new standard for male multiple orgasms.
Two.
No, come on. You know Sting holds the record for orgasms to his own voice.
No, that's only one.
Sting or Bono? Who do you think has done it more?
Sting.
Sting, but it's only one that lasts 7 hours.
You know Sting's fucked to his own
cock. Because you know how many times Bono
probably 400 times.
One.
For America.
One love.
Not for the world.
For the world.
Why are you singing a song about MLK and all these... Black History Month is over in a couple of hours.
Well, we have to embrace.
Oh, I can't wait.
Fingers crossed. I'm counting down.
This will be the weirdest party ever. Counting down to the end of Black History Month.
Man,
it's over soon, man. We did it. We made it another year.
We survived.
And Black stuff.
Is every cross soaked in gasoline? Are we ready, guys?
God, I'm sure that's some weird friend show.
It's Alabama on
somewhere.
The YouTube.
There has to be out. I'm sure there's like crazy racists on meth who
throw
into Black
us?
History Month party.
I'm sure there is.
Please,
there has to be.
James, oh fuck, next year we're doing a February 28th countdown to celebration. All black comics before midnight, all white comics after midnight.
Finally, it's our time to have our voice again.
It's all Public Enemy followed by all Pavement.
Oh, God.
Hey, that's what I did.
Exactly.
On the ones and ones.
That's right, I said it. On the ones and ones. Do you guys ever think about God?
So, Brandon, what is your job, right, man? What is your job?
Think about God. That's hour 12.
How do you, what, who?
I don't think there's a guy with a long white beard or anything.
Continue.
We're making him nervous.
I was quoting Stella.
We got him on the ropes.
What?
Bring it home.
I was quoting Stella.
Quoting Stella.
Yeah.
Her
is that
beer.
A beer?
Stella?
Quoting
Stella's Michael Showalter with David
Wayne. No. These people don't exist. You're quoting a beer.
I'm quoting...
A TV show.
Not when it was a TV show. I was quoting the shorts.
When you say shorts, you mean things people wear. You're quoting what people
quoting
wear.
Their clothing.
How did you read so much on shorts?
I am. Everyone. I think it's important to say that everyone in the room is doing like the silent chuckle. Like, we're not just sitting here in silence. We're all just laughing.
It's so sad. I was born not to be a comic, but like a hack drop guy on a morning radio show.
Do
honestly, that's
Cue up What If God Smoked Cannabis next. No, I'm dead serious. Cue it up.
What?
The video, it's... do it.
I know how it's gonna go.
Because everybody knows Brandon is a huge pot smoker. He's
where
got
is the pot?
Drove.
Does anyone have pot?
We have a hospitality bowl somewhere.
Yeah, I like how there's a hospitality bowl in the house for nobody.
And no pot.
Nobody smokes pot here.
No, but you have to have a hospitality bowl.
Why?
For the people who come here who smoke weed.
Yeah.
So
I don't have a hospitality
here.
Mirror. Like,
there's mirrors everywhere. You can look in the mirrors, no problem. I mean, there's one right there. I can see it from where I'm sitting. But you gotta have a hospitality
James,
bowl.
What if God
smokes
cannabis?
That's for the ladies.
Raise the red tent!
Now we're listening to Tori Amos. Brandon is having a small stroke on the couch right now. He is hugging his chest.
He's hugging himself.
Doubling over in pain. Tori Amos is being eaten alive by rats in a bed of flowers.
Wait.
I spilled wine on my pants.
I think I have a new favorite thing to do, which is read YouTube comments on Tori Amos' video.
Oh, God.
Top one. This song is very old. This was from a month ago. Still getting hit. The rats have a religious meeting in that a Hindu goddess reincarnates her devotees into rats upon their death. Reincarnated as a rat? God, sometimes you don't come through. The snakes have to do with religious expression by handling representations of Satan. Fearlessly.
I would love to know what
they demonstrate their faith and trust in God. Shaving legs is a domestic chore, meaning we're overlooked in what they do for those they love. Would you tell her if the sky was falling? Do you need a woman to look after you, too? That guy's gonna get a lot of online pussy now.
Ladies,
why do you shave your legs?
Shave your legs?
I haven't in a long time.
How long is long?
A couple months now.
Really? Is it disgusting?
No, actually, I have pretty thin.
I did recently.
I have thin leg hair.
You have thin leg hair.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. But, like, I have no reason to shave them.
Does it feel
you
weird?
You got a butthole that's
when I do shave them?
Yes.
I miss them.
If I let it go this long, yes.
One of your buttholes is fading away.
No, it's still there.
Do you understand why the butthole conversation is distracting you right now?
I can see
okay.
That.
No, my butthole's still there.
Your butthole is still there.
One's redder than
she is rubbing her leg.
Colleen tattooed herself. Wait, you... What was the tattoo thing? You and...
Jenna.
You and Jenna. Colleen and
tattooed
her friend Jenna.
Other. We've never tattooed anybody ever.
Yeah, went to their friend's tattoo place and then tattooed each other for the first time ever. And so Jenna tattooed Colleen. And it's two cats standing next to each other with their little buttholes.
She got tattooed.
And that's
so
why she was talking about the buttholes.
Oh, yeah, one of the buttholes is a little lighter.
She got tattoos of what?
Cat buttholes.
Buttholes! Are you playing Butthole Surfers? I hate James as
a
leader.
Go for cat!
James, play the cat. Play the Japanese cat song. It's very English.
Do you think if I was English, I would be very, very, very popular?
To read excerpts from And Party
Rich.
Every Day, the inside story of Casablanca Records, go to CasablancaBook.com.
What the fuck is this, Derek?
Or click on the link in the written matter.
You fucking ruined the podcast.
Canadian,
this is Canada's answer to the Village People. The Scat Brothers.
Were we talking about anything that relates to this?
Yeah, cats.
What? How is this?
See, this is very visual, too. That's the
They're dancing around.
It's
a bunch of big
sweaty men with no shirts on and there's
black
muscles.
Black
to a cowboy man.
gonna love you hard as he can. Give your love to a cowboy man. He's gonna love you hard as he can.
Well, the shotgun and arms and masculine charms to keep all the ladies at bay.
Alright, we're a minute and 25 in. There's yet a mention of cats.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Okay, you understand why this is an awful
song. I don't believe it. Brandon, ask a question or something. This is your podcast.
She's riding a cowboy.
Yeah, just make it stop.
Let's give... Okay, let's end this podcast.
I don't have it tomorrow.
James! James, Colleen! We're ending the podcast.
What?
Words...
Fine!
Words of advice for the listeners at home.
What?
You tell the listener at home. In order, we'll go.
What?
If you have one piece of advice...
Uh-huh.
...to give that very, very angry 17-year-old in Des Moines, Iowa...
What do you tell him?
What do you tell him?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Maggie, go.
Why am I always the first one?
Good,
the
fine. James?
You have
Hold on. Okay. I speak through my music.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you have to pass...
Why did you say it in that voice?
That's my voice.
Dang, no, everyone's getting upset. Stop
Why
getting
are you
upset.
Getting upset?
Quit shitting
I'm
in the
really
punch
upset.
Bowl.
This is very painful.
This is really painful.
I just wanted a fuck.
Are you
Harriet?
Colleen.
I'm having my period.
Are you having a Tori Amos moment?
No, I just got over my period.
Or did you?
Did God come through that time?
No, it was just blood and uterus lining.
Uterine lining.
Did you need a woman?
I cast an egg.
To look after you.
What?
Maggie, what's your advice for the listener at home?
Let's get brunch.
It's not quite early enough yet.
Do you people sleep?
Not
Is this
really
just a fucking cycle of alcohol and food?
The cycle of periods and breakfast.
Yeah, dog.
Oh, we have eggs, don't we?
Jesus Christ!
Those are miscarriages.
We're gonna eat a bunch of little miscarriages from a chicken.
I can't wait! You guys want to eat me and Maggie's babies?
Oh, yeah!
James is a pro at that. What's up?
They got those little umbilical cords on them. So
no, that was gross. When you pointed that out to me that one day, I was like, I don't even want to eat this now.
Maggie asked me to make her eggs over his feet, and I was like, hey, check out the umbilical cords.
All right. Maggie, piece of advice.
It's exactly like him.
Whose blackberry is this?
Mine.
Could I throw it at the wall?
No.
Then answer the fucking question.
What's the question?
Brandon, let's see your belly button.
No.
Yeah, I want to see your belly button.
No, why?
Can you take your shirt off?
Let's all take our pants off.
Let's no.
Let's all take our belly buttons out.
Colleen, I'll take my pants off. You'll
it's
have your pants off. I won't take
Come on, man. Everybody's doing it.
Just because you're doing it doesn't make it right.
Yes, it does.
Nope, doesn't.
Yeah.
It makes it less
Derek, you always walk around with
it. Makes it more uncomfortable.
It's like nothing for you.
That's what I said.
That's nothing. That amount of skin, that's nothing.
Don't stop that.
I've seen the head of your
You
like
should
more
have
times
to pay for
it.
Sex, by the way. Continue. Maggie, go.
When am I going?
Advice for the future and the present, but not the past. Go.
Ask all of us individual questions.
Oh, yeah, you should ask us each an individual
Maggie! Why do you deserve to live? Go.
I'm nice.
Okay, that's a good answer. Fantastic. Colleen!
Yeah?
And? Me?
Why?
That's not you yet. Hold on.
You guys take forever.
And quit thinking
you
Colleen
take
is...
Nice clown mouth.
Well,
Colleen! What's,
yeah.
What's a better name than Bikini?
It's Blackie. Not a theme.
Not a keen.
Found that out.
Blackini is the answer. Blackini.
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 Thank you, Brandon.
You're welcome. I have
Coming
all the answers.
Up with my answer for me. Also, Colleen is a better name than me.
Derek.
Yo.
Do you go to tanning beds based on your gut? It looks like you do.
Yes.
Seriously.
Oh, you do?
Why?
Tell
psoriasis.
What?
Psoriasis helps tan. Tanning helps
he
psoriasis.
He doesn't get enough.
Yes.
He doesn't
I don't
get,
see the sun.
He doesn't get enough vitamin D because he's not
vitamin
you
actually tan?
So you actually go to tanning beds?
Yeah.
His doctor ordered
once every
him
other
to.
Week.
Do you go to Ab Beds?
You did not tell me that.
Where do you go to get tan?
This place down the block in Chicago and Rockwell.
Seriously?
Oh, that's just a big flashlight.
To get your vitamins through your skin?
You know they
Why
have vitamins you can
vitamin
just take.
D
I do,
all
although
over
it doesn't.
So
you
have to go tanning.
Really, so
it'll
sorry,
hold it at bay, but it doesn't clear it up.
Alright. Alright.
Wow, we got
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick.
He's a dick.
That's James' question.
James.
Yeah?
Question time. Are you ready?
Don't do it like that!
What's your favorite Tommy Gunn? What's your favorite thing to do at night?
Don't do it like that!
Do you like having sex?
Don't do it like that! I don't want to laugh anymore.
What's your... What?
Yes?
When you're building...
Well, I love you, baby!
Man,
stop
I wish
it.
I had some of those Whoopi Goldberg leak pads right
oh,
now.
Why you can ask me one more question.
Stop.
If you're gonna wear a wig,
yeah,
what color would it be? Thanks everybody for listening.
Yay, podcast! Let's do it again.
All the folks, it's still going. We're not doing it again. Oh my god. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful night.
www.selfshotbabes.com.
What is it again?
www.selfshotbabes.com.
Selfshotbabes.com.
Selfshotbabes.com. Selfshotbabes.com.